Okay, so we're going to get into the sugya of shomer shemasar l'shomer, which is what happens when one shomer. We may have touched upon it before the end of last. We introduced it perhaps at the very end of last before Pesach, but it's the question is when one person gives over the item to someone else to watch. So you gave your item to Reuven. Reuven went ahead and gave it over to Shimon. So there's a few questions you could ask on this. And we're going to go through each of the scenarios, okay? But in order to, we're just going to go through the Gemara. It's a little bit of a complicated sugya, and we'll introduce it this week. So it's on page 7 in the booklet, which is on B'metzia Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. It says like this: Itmar Shomer Shemasar L'Shomer. A shomer gave it over to another shomer. So one shomer gave it over to someone else. Rav Omar Potter, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayev. Rav says you're Potter. The first guy is Potter for doing that. Rav Yochanan says the first guy is Chayev. So what's the scenario? What's the svara here? Omar Abaye. Abaye explains. The time de Rav, according to Rav, that shomer shemasa l'shomer is Potter. Loi mi boya shomer chinam shemasa l'shomer sachar. Not only a shomer chinam who gave it over to a shomer sachar, that he upgraded the shmirah. So you gave it over to a free watchman. That free watchman went ahead and hired someone to watch it for him. So you now upgraded the shmirah. You're for sure the first person is not chayiv for doing that. You can't say he's negligent because he gave it over to someone else, when the person he gave it over to is signing up for a higher level shmirah than even the first person took upon himself. However, Ella filu migragare l'shmirah say potter. Even if he was migareya l'shmirah, so there was a shomer sachar who went ahead and gave it over to a shomer chinam, a paid watchman gave it over to a shomer chinam, still the paid watchman who started off is potter for doing that. He's potter. Now,
he's potter from what?
So just to chaz over. Besides the fact that you pay a shomer sachar, you also expect a higher level of shmirah. So a shomer sachar has to watch things in a more careful way. He also takes upon himself more responsibility. So the shomer chinam is only obligated to pay, he's only chayiv for pshia, if he was negligent. If he wasn't negligent, he's not chayiv to pay. So he's not b'chalal chayiv to pay, if he was not negligent. The shomer chinam. And if it was...
Liability is on the first guy.
What?
Liability is on...
Well, let's just speak this out. And shomer sachar has to pay, even for Gneva Vaveda. Is this too low?
Too low.
Okay. Shomer chinam Shomer sachar has to pay, even if it was stolen or lost, and he was not negligent. As long as it's not an oynis, he's chayev. He's not chayev on oynis, something which is beyond his control. So we just said over in Rav, the Rav says that Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is Potter, and the first person was a Shomer Chinam, the second one is a Shomer Sachar, the first one is Potter. And the reason, says Abaye, is the Hamasra L'Bendas, you can't say I did anything wrong because I gave it over to someone who's a Bendas. So what does the Gemara mean here? So Rashi says, Rav Omar Potter, Mikol Mashaya Niftar im Shomrahu. He's Potter for anything that he would have been Potter from had he been watching it. That means that according to Rav, we're going to focus on Rav today, even though we don't pass it like Rav, but I think the fundamentals will come out from Rav. Rav says, according to Rashi, the main point of Rav is that it's not considered negligent on the part of the first Shomer to give it over to someone else. Even though the owner entrusted me, Since I gave it over to someone who I believe to be responsible, that itself that I gave it over is not called a pshia. That itself is not called being negligent. And since that's not called being negligent, I can fulfill my responsibility of shmira through him. So therefore, as long as he was careful, then I can now go back to the owner and say, look, we were careful, I was careful, I gave it over to him, he was careful, and now something like a geneva v'aveda happened, I'm off the hook.
It's sort of an assumption that it's an accepted practice for a shomer to be able to delegate.
That is the whole chiddush of Rav, according to this. The Masra Leben Das says that you... Now, the Rishonim all do speak out that he's not allowed to do this. L'chatchila. But it's just not considered a pshia if he did. Because, like you're saying, you have to ask my permission as an owner if you're allowed to just go ahead and give it over to someone else who I did not entrust with the item. So you're correct in your assumption that you're not allowed to do this. But Rav's point is that it's not called a pshia for doing it. Rav's point is that it's not called a pshia for doing it. Okay? So, therefore, since it's not a pshia, so nobody was pshia, I am still responsible to the first, I'm still the shomer, according to Rashi. The first guy, the first shomer chinam, is still the considered the shomer to the owner. But he could go back to the owner and say, look, I wasn't negligent. I gave it over to a bendas. I gave it to a responsible person. The responsible person told me that he watched it. He watched it properly. He was careful with it. There was no negligence here. It was stolen or lost. And therefore, I'm off the hook and he's off the hook and we're all potter. That's how Rashi learns the case. Okay? Now, let's say that the second person was negligent. Let's say the second guy was negligent. Okay? You hear the case?
The second guy was a
Shomer Sofer,
right?
The second guy was a Shomer Chinam, let's say. The first Shomer Chinam gave it over to another Shomer Chinam. And now the second guy was Pusheah. So now the first one is now Chayev to the owner. Because he's going to tell the owner and say, look, oh, Mr. Owner, I did not do a pshia by giving it over to the bendas. But unfortunately, the bendas, I was not negligent by giving it over to the second shomer. But the second guy, he did not watch it properly, unbeknownst to me. I thought he was a responsible person, and he was pshia. He was negligent with the item. So the owner will tell me, well, look, so then... You basically try to have someone else fulfill your responsibility, but you weren't successful in that, and therefore I'm coming after you, and you have to pay me now.
Why don't we look at it that way? Why don't we look at it like any method of shmira, whether it's a human or not? I put it in a safe. It turns out that the manufacturer messed up on the safe, and it was easily breakable. So now you're going to come after me. I did my due diligence of watching it. You want to go after the safe manufacturer? Take him to court, but what does that do with me?
So I'll be Mekayim, he's my shliach to do my shlichus. He's my shliach for my shmira. And therefore, since he was Peshea, so it's like I was Peshea.
Why can't we look at it as...
Because I have a responsibility to watch it.
I have a right, and I put it in a safe location.
No, that's not... You have to be actively watching. And therefore, the way I'm actively watching is by giving it to him.
If I put it in a safe, I mean, I travel there to swell for 6 months.
So it could be that the actively watching is that you put it into a safe spot that you're in charge of. But by giving it to someone else, there still has to be somebody that's watching it.
I put it in a safe deposit box in a bank, right? And it turned out the bank was doing construction, they moved it all, and they weren't careful. So here, you gave it to another shomer. I didn't have to do that. I'm like, no, it's just good that the bank is able to move it. But so that now there's a human involved that's considering using my shliach.
Okay. I mean, you didn't give it to them as a shomer. I don't know exactly.
That is my shmira. My shmira is I'm giving it.
My shmira is that I'm having another person being shomer. But he's my shliach to be shomer, and if he's pesher, then I'm pesher.
If I say watch my house, and I go out of town, and I hire a security company to watch the house for me because I'm not going to be there. So that's considered now as a shliach, and he's pesher, and I'm pesher.
Well, because I didn't give you over the permission to give it over to him. I really want you to answer to me. I trust you. You're saying you trust him. Fine, but the bottom line is that your shmir is being mekuyim through him, and therefore...
That's not an objective. It's not a matter of I trust him. This is a trustworthy way of doing things. I hired a security company. I got a responsible person to take care of it.
Okay, so that's not how Rashi is looking. That's not how Rashi is looking.
No, I understand.
Yeah. I'm saying it could be that the sea has changed. It could be Rashi. We have, now that we have security systems and companies that come in, if I hire armed guards to watch your thing with my house,
That's considered in my possession. But here you gave it over to someone else.
So it could be that I put something in a bank and just, I put it in the safety deposit.
Okay, fine. Let's get through the other shittas. Let's get through the other shittas and we'll see how it all plays out. What were you saying? You're saying that? Okay. So that's Rashi's shita. The Ramban, before we get to the Ramban, there is a Ritva, and I think the Ritva is saying what you're saying. The Ritva, which is, I made the copy, it's on this back side, it's this two-sided copy. One of the Ritva is like, it's the one that looks like this. It's in Rashi script. The Ritva says like this: Shomer Shmos on the Shomer is Potter. Afilu Shomer Sachar Degure Gare Lishmirasai. Even a Shomer Sachar gave it to a Shomer Chinam, and the Shomer Chinam maybe watched it, but there was a Gnev of Aveda. Still, the Shomer Sachar is Potter. So says the Ramban. Says the Ritva. Yesh shapirish de gara legamri sheilu nignevai nevda hare arishan gamkein potter. So this is an unbelievable case. You hire Shomer Sachar to watch it. The Shomer Sachar, the paid watchman who's responsible to have a higher level, he gave it over to a Shomer Chinam. And the Shomer Chinam watched it, and he was not negligent, but there was a Gneva of Aveda. Now, Shomer Chinam is potter from Gneva Aveda, but Shomer Sachar is chayiv in Gneva Aveda. So says the Ritva, since I gave it over to a Shomer, a Ben Das, I'm off the hook completely. I'm potter from everything. So this is not like Rashi. Rashi says you're only potter from that which you were potter from originally. He's saying you're potter off the hook completely. So that's what you were saying, I think. Well, is that giving over to Ben Das is my king of my Shmira.
I mean, according to the way I was saying it, he would be fired. I'm saying that the fact that he's a human is irrelevant. It's a safe way of...
Right, so
that, I put it in my safe.
Right, so here I gave it to a Ben Das. That's the point.
And it was stolen from my safe, but I'm a Shomer Sachar. So okay, so I gave it to my safe, which happens to be a human, and it was stolen. So I'm chayav.
The difference between the two is the bank is a paid cost. Give it to the Shomer Chinam. I'm a Shomer Sachar, so I have.
No, so you're right. So he's learning differently. The Ritva is learning something else. The Ritva is learning. The Ritva is learning a different lumdus. No, I'm sorry. The Ritva is learning. Right, the Ritva is learning something else. The Ritva is learning, I mean, he's going to argue, but the Yesh appears in the Ritva is learning another extreme from Rashi completely, which is that since I gave it over to Ben Das, I have the ability to basically remove myself and put someone else as the Shomer to the owner. And basically, I'm now removed from the whole case. If since this is a Ben Das... No, probably doesn't get paid. I'm assuming he stops getting paid at the point that he gives it
even
over.
Even if it wasn't stolen.
Right.
But again, the
at that point, the Ritva is learning, the Reb Chaim says that the pshat is called Uki Gavra Bacharikoi. I placed someone in my spot. I have someone else taking over for me, and since someone else came over to take over for me, he's now your Shomer. I'm not your Shomer anymore.
But he takes it a lesser.
Well, that's Ritva's Kasha. Ritva's Kasha is one second. But you're a Shomer Sachar. You're not allowed to back out in middle.
You're having a lesser watch.
You get what you pay for.
See, this is my Kasha. So,
the owner has to be willing to have it washed by a Shomer Chinam. This case where you went from a Shomer Sachar down is a little bit of a chiddush because we learned last Zman, before Pesach, that the difference between Shomer Sachar is not that just that he takes on more responsibility to pay. It's a higher level of watching also. We said he's not allowed to take a lunch break. There's certain things he's not allowed to do, which I paid for. So definitely by backing out, I'm not going to get paid. But who says that's Ritva's Kasha? Let's say Shomer Sachar would go to the owner and say, I don't want to get paid anymore. I'm just going to become a Shomer Chinam. You can't do that unilaterally. You already took upon yourself the responsibility and willingness to get paid.
Even according to the Sri Shomer?
Right, so no, that's his Kasha. That's his Kasha on the Sri Shomer.
Then you just give it to someone else and move back to you.
What?
If you could do it, then just give it to the Shomer.
Right, exactly, right. So basically, this first sheet, second shita, which is the first opinion in the Ritva, is the opposite extreme of Rashi. We'll say this. Rashi holds that really the first shomer is 100% responsible to answer to the owner. The first shomer is 100% responsible to answer to the owner, and he has to deal with the owner, and he could tell the owner, I made a shliach, but it's really up, it's on me. And whatever I'm potter from, I'm still potter from, whatever I'm chayv for, I'm still chayv on, and nothing changed as far as the owner is concerned. As far as the owner is concerned, he still deals with the first shomer, and the shomer is allowed to have someone else watch on his behalf for him. If that second guy messes up, then he has to pay. If he didn't mess up, he doesn't have to pay. The Ritva is saying, b'shem the Yeshayimrim, that the lumdus of Shomer Shemashal Shomer is, uki gavar b'chari koi, is that I can go ahead and remove myself from the Shmira and put someone else to be the Shomer. Even if I was a Shomer Sachar and the new guy is a Shomer Chino. Now, the Ritva doesn't like that. But what the Ritva is okay with is the same thing as Ramban, which is a middle of the road. Which is, if it's Shomer Chinam to Shomer Chinam, if it's Shomer Chinam to Shomer Chinam, it could be there they hold of the lumdus of the Ritva. So let's say the first person was a Shomer Chinam, a free non-paid watchman, and he goes ahead and gives it over to another non-paid watchman. Then what happens is that since the second guy is trustworthy, then the first Shomer can remove himself from the picture, and he can place a new Shomer there, who's now considered the shomer to the owner. And that's the chiddush of shomer shemasa l'shomer. So according to that, when it says that the first guy is potter, he's really potter completely now. He's potter completely. Because even if there would be something that he would be chayav on, let's say the second guy was poshea, who has to pay? According to the Rashi, the first one has to pay. But according to the Ramban, the second one pays.
The second one's also going to have to pay, even according to Rashi.
No, but the second one pays to the first one, and the first one pays to the owner. The Nafka Mina says the Ramban is, what if the second guy has no money? Who takes the loss? If the second guy has no money, right? So who's going to take the loss? According to Rashi, the owner is Reuven, the first Shomer is Shimon, the second Shomer is Levi. Reuven is the owner, he gave it to Shimon, Shimon gave it to Levi, everyone's the same level. Reuven's the owner, he gave it over to Shimon to watch it for him for free. Shimon gave it over to Levi to watch for him for free. Okay? At the end, Levi is negligent. Reuven wants his money back. So according to Rashi, the way it's going to work is that Reuven goes to Shimon and says, where's my item? He says, well, your item got lost. Your item, something happened to it. How? Well, it was left out in the street and a guy, stepped on it and it got damaged and there was no shmir, it was negligence. Okay, so pay me. So Shimon has to pay Reuven. Now, Shimon can now probably go to Levi and say, hey, Levi, pay me, reimburse me, because I gave it to you to watch and you messed up. But as far as the owner is concerned, he still deals with Shimon. But according to the Ramban, since Shimon gave over the Shemira to Levi, and Levi's on the same level as Shimon, now Levi took over Shimon's position, and Reuven comes to Shimon and says, where's my item? Oh, I don't know, I gave it to Levi, he's your Shemira, deal with him. He goes to Levi. No, that's the whole chiddush of Shomer Shemasa Shomer Potter, according to Rav. That Masr Le Ben Das is not a Pshia. Not only it's not a Pshia, it's even the ability to Uki Gavah B'chari Koi, that you can make another Shomer in your place. That is the chiddush, according to this Gemara, according to Rav. That you could go ahead and give it to someone else. Not could. I'm not saying you could. It could be L'chatchil, you can't, but if you did, it works. And therefore, Reuven goes to Shimon, Shimon says,
the barter?
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason why I gave it to Shimon.
That's the Gemara. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Potter, the Masul of Endas. If you look at the Ramban inside, the Ramban says, Shomer Shemashal Shomer Potter, Pirish Legamri, V'loi Mishtoi Dina B'Hadei Klal. And Reuven does not deal with Shimon at all. Shem Shomer Sachar Hu Arishon, U'Masul Shomer Sachar Sheni, they're equal. Kom Hasheni Tachtov. The second one replaces the first. And the owner has to deal with the second guy. So now Reuven has to deal with Levi, and Shimon is now out of the picture. And this is the chiddush of Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer, according to the Ramban. The Amalei Uki Gavre B'chari Koi. Now, the trick.
Why does the Ramban say Shomer Shemasa?
Okay, I think he's coming with Afuke, another case, as opposed to the following case.
Before you go to a new case, Avraham Eliezer mentioned something that was just. Because he gave it to that guy for a reason. When you say they're on the same level, they're both trustworthy. That you, if you're choosing somebody to,
I trust this guy.
You trust this guy, and you didn't choose the other guy because you trusted this guy. Maybe his judgment is not as good as yours. Or how can you claim that everybody's on the same level in trustworthiness?
He had a raya, he was Moshe.
right.
And he has no money to give back.
Didn't we have this last year, before Pesach? If I'm a shomer and I don't want to be the shomer anymore, could I just knock on your door and say, I know you paid me for the month, but it's a week?
No, so we asked that question. The Ketzois asked the Kasha that a shomer socher is just a poyel and poyel yachal asal by mitzvah yom, and maybe still having the items b'chayiv you. Right, but first of all, here, that's the chiddush of the Gemara, according to Rav, is that since you put someone else there, so then I'm not just backing out. I'm giving you someone else to do it, and that's a kiyum of it somehow. You wonder where's your chiyuv hashava or something? I don't know. You're putting.
It could be. Why don't we look at it that when I give it to the next person, I'm in essence telling the owner who's not around, I quit, and I'm doing you a chesed of finding you a person to take over because right now there's nobody to watch it.
I don't know if you can just quit. That's the question. You can't just quit because there's a chiyuv hashava on the item. So I don't know how you fulfilled that. It's something more than that. It's called Uki Gavar Bachari Koi. I placed someone else to take on the Shemira.
Otherwise, I'm not allowed to
give it
back.
Right, otherwise I can't just back out.
Yeah.
Now, the question on the Ramban is, though, what if you went down a level? Which was the question of the Ritva, right? The Ritva kind of said this, but the Ritva brought a Yeshurim that says it even if he goes down a level. So what happens if I gave it to Hashem Rasachar? I had a paid watchman, and he doesn't pay someone else, but he gives it over to a free watchman. So now what's the deal? What's the halacha? So here, it's very interesting what happens. What happens is we have Rashi, we have the Ritva, and we have Rashi, and we have Rashi is everything's with the first guy, the Ramban says when it's equal, everything's with the second guy, the Ritva even said even when it's not equal, everything's with the second guy. But what happens if it's not equal according to the Ramban? So here, what comes out is an interesting pshara. That it comes out that the first person, the owner, has two shomrim on this item. Legabe pshia, the shomer is the second, was Levi. Because Levi is a shomer chinam. So anything that a shomer chinam is responsible for, Shimon can tell Reuven's the owner, Shimon's the first Shomer, and Levi was negligent. So Shimon can tell Reuven, oh, I made you a Shomer, he was supposed to watch it. He didn't watch it. It's his problem, you got to deal with it. But let's say he did watch it, and something happens that the Levi's potter on that, you can't put someone in your place that is not doing the level of Shmira that you were supposed to do. And therefore, Lagabi, that extra level of Shmira that's Machayev Hashem Rasachar in Gneva Vaveda, that he kept for himself. So it comes out that when you go down a level, now it splits. The watching of Hashem Rasachar, the first one's still Chayev. The watching of Hashem Rechinam, the second one is now Chayev. And the owner now has to deal with both.
We have to Shia.
That's what will come out. So this is all according to Rav, okay? So this is Rav Shita, and Rav holds Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is Potter, and we're saying Potter means that you didn't do anything wrong by giving it over. What else? So according to Rashi, that's it. It just means you didn't do anything wrong by giving it over, and therefore, whatever you're still chayv for, you're still chayv as the first Shomer, and as long as there was no Pshia, you're Potter. According to the Ritva's first shot, it goes over to completely to the second person. According to the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva himself, most of the Rishonim, then it depends. Whatever, if you have someone that's taking on exactly the responsibilities that you had, you could replace yourself with the second person and now exempt yourself from the claim completely. And even if the second guy has no money, that's that you don't have to deal with it.
Well,
So what happens if the Baal Bos says, Reuben says to Shimon, I'm only dealing with you. I don't know Levi. I don't know who he is. I don't know if I can even trust him.
So we're gonna that
concern, he's not a
Balach, right. That's what the Olam is asking. So we're I'm just gonna let you know, just so that you should be able to, you know, shouldn't get so worked up, have too much anxiety until next week, is that we don't pass like Rav. This is a machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and according to the Maskana of the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says what you're saying. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein retzoyni shiyehei pikdoyni bi'ad acher." I don't want it to be by somebody else. So Rabbi Yochanan paskins like the Olam is saying, and we paskin that way, that Rabbi Yochanan says, I want specifically for you to be the Shomer, not him, and therefore, conversation's over.
Under Rav, when Shimon gives it to Levi, does Shimon have to, or does Levi have to acknowledge that he's responsible to Reuben, as opposed to Levi just thinking, okay, Shimon's asked me to watch something, I'm watching.
You mean, does he have to tell him that really
Levi... He has no idea he's watching it for Reuben.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe.
Because
he's saying that maybe in Lomdis, you have to know who you're a shomer of.
Why? I'm a shomer of this item. I don't care who owns it.
Yeah, I would think that you don't have to, but I understand what your point is, but I would think you don't have to. Okay? So next week we'll have to pick up on Rabbi Yochanan, what's the other Shita? Okay, why does he argue on? Does he just argue on your point that you're saying or not? And then we'll get into some, you know, it's going to take us a little bit still to get to Lalach Lamaisa, but we just introduced the Sugya this week. All right? I see, you know, not everyone got the message, so we got, but we introduced the Sugya this week.